Pedestrians are among vulnerable road user groups. What did research show about the attitudes of drivers and pedestrians towards each other? Rosemary Rouse.
There was a very strong us and them mentality amongst both drivers and pedestrians. And the more that you tended to be only a driver or only a pedestrian, the more entrenched that us and them mentality was. Some people, particularly men, don't have very many trips as a pedestrian at all and have very little regard and time for them.
Pedestrian fatalities peaked in 1964 at around about 367 fatalities in 1 year. That's a big number when you compare what the road toll is now. Last year it was 395. So back in 1964 we had almost as many people killed as pedestrians. Last year the pedestrian fatalities went down to 52, which was the lowest figure that we had recorded since records began for pedestrians back in 1928. So you can clearly see that a whole range of measures have brought about a tremendous improvement in pedestrian levels, much greater than the overall road toll for all road users.
We've had an improving road toll for child pedestrian fatalities, certainly since we've done our improvements around the school environment. I think we can comfortably say that despite there being lots of children and often lots of vehicles together in one location, the safety of children is much, much improved. We haven't had a speed-related fatality in a school zone for 9 years. What we haven't been able to master, and I think this is a challenge for everybody, is that away from the school environment, closer to the home, is where we see most children being hit on the road. There's a lot of theories about why that's the case, and it's often in the afternoon. And it tends to be, for the most part, between the 10 and 14-year-old and boys. I say boys, but in every injury, males are overrepresented compared to females, 3 to 1. Road safety is no different.
With the reduction in drink driving due to RBT, more drinkers have become pedestrians, and this has increased the number of vulnerable road users. How large a factor is alcohol in pedestrian fatalities?
It was quite an important factor in what we called the drunk walker phenomenon. In New South Wales, 28% of pedestrians had a BAC of 0.05. So alcohol at the time was a factor in a quarter of all pedestrian fatalities. And that was another big push for 40K.
Indigenous communities are another group of vulnerable road users.
One of the interesting programs that's happening at the moment is that we're doing an assessment of 63 Aboriginal communities in New South Wales of their road environment and the behaviours of the road users on that land. It's not a blame game. It's looking at it and going, well, you know, some of these private lands have fallen off the map. There's no guttering, there's no tarring, there's no safe surface there. There's no speed limit. There's no crossing facility. They've got a school on this mission. Where is our school zone or our processes to try and get those people in and out of those different places on that land? So it's been a wonderful exercise, and it's halfway through now with the final report due in December. But it's been a partnership between the RTA, Aboriginal Land Council, Department of Aboriginal Affairs, the Department of Local Government in Shires, plus the community that we're visiting each time we go. And it's a very respectful process. We get invited onto the land. We listen, we observe, we record, and then we make our reports. And those reports will be very useful in getting a better understanding as to what can we learn from these environments that might be contributing to road injury for these people, not necessarily even on their land, but as they move from their land onto a local road and to go into town. That route, for example, many Aboriginal people don't drive, and many that do drive don't have a license and they pile into cars. Now we can say, well, that's against the law. That's fine to say that. That doesn't help those people. So what we do is we try and identify what the issues are for those people to help them to live in comfort and safety, and what we can do to assist.